I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The origins of Sephardic music rendered in the endangered Ladino Judeo-Spanish language, crafted by Jews who lived in Spain, is today spoken by fewer than 200,000 people worldwide. When exiled from Spain in 1492, where they had lived during the Middle Ages, their music traveled with them, a music that rose in the territories of Southeast Europe, Western Asia, and North Africa between the 14th and 20th centuries, each controlled by the Ottoman Empire. Spain in the 1400s provides an intriguing multicultural setting where Jews dating back to before the 5th century BC had established close-knit communities. Conflict, war, enslavement, persecution, and the eventual expulsion in 1492 would all have a profound impact on Jewish culture. Following the Inquisition of 1492, Jews who were forced to leave Spain, many with just the shirts on their backs, traveled to North Africa, Turkey, Greece, and the Balkans with their songs in hand. Over time, these countries added their own signature to Sephardic music, which in turn helped to formulate the Ladino language and culture. The surrounding cultures during medieval Spain were Arab music traditions in northern Africa, specifically Moorish-style songs in Morocco that flourished alongside the modes of Turkey and Greece, weaved their way into the fabric of Ladino songs, songs of love, lullabies, songs in praise of wine, weddings, and street melodies, sometimes peppered with a hint of African percussive underpinning, well suited for dancing. The fate of Jewish music, distinctively sacred and secular, found a home and adapted to the surrounding Spanish musical influences. Regrettably, the impact of constant change endured during the medieval period makes it nearly impossible to assign a date for the origins of any specific works, vocal or instrumental. Over the centuries, an essential element in the formation of Ladino-centered Sephardic music was the introduction of the Zemirot, a Moorish-influenced devotional song that was at first sung around the table during Jewish holidays. Performances of Sephardic music today feature musicians of diverse faiths and cultures who add their own improvisational skill to their interpretations of the style. And yet the music, when fused with more modernistic elements, remains one of the world's most culturally rich genres, just as unique as the encompassing cultures that helped to build it. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.